Jesus and his disciples had traveled for many days. As they visited town after town, they told stories, healed the sick, and talked about God. When they reached the village of Bethany, they were tired and dusty. Jesus was looking forward to visiting with his friends Martha and Mary. The two women were sisters. Martha, an important woman in the small community, welcomed them into her home. She washed their feet and fed them warm bread dipped in olive oil, along with wine, fresh fish, figs, and cheese. Mary asked them about their journeys, who they had met, and what they had done. Martha loved to have guests. She liked to prepare things. She liked to make people feel welcome. She liked to visit with them. She had a gift for meeting the needs of other people. Mary loved guests too, but she didn't like preparing things. Mary had a different gift. She made a person feel welcome by her warmth and presence. She could sit, listen, and have lively conversations. The sisters especially liked it when Jesus visited, as he did whenever he was nearby. Usually, Martha liked to sit with Jesus and his friends. This time, Martha was still busy making sure everyone was cared for. As usual, Mary sat with Jesus. Martha became tired, hot, and frustrated that she was the only one working while everyone else was enjoying the conversation. She couldn't help herself. Martha said, "Jesus, don't you care that my sister has left all of this work for me to do by myself?" Jesus gently replied, "Martha, my dear Martha, thank you for the welcome you have given us. You worry about so many things. I do not visit you because of the wonderful food you make or even the chance to rest from a journey. I come here to spend time with you and talk about things that are closest to our hearts. Tonight, Mary has chosen a good thing to do with our time together." Martha smiled. She knew Jesus was right. There was a time to be busy and there was a time to be together. She sat down with Jesus and Mary and they talked together until the first stars began to appear in the night sky.